This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope that as we move through the week, you're moving through it in a good relationship with God. God wants so much to be involved in your life, to bless you, yes, but even more importantly, to make your life meaningful. To work through you in the lives of the people around you, so that when you come to the end of your life and you look back, you don't just sort of have this empty feeling, what was my life all about? I mean, I may have built up a business or all of these things, but what's it going to matter when I'm gone? Who will even remember that I was here? No, that's not the way your life should end. Your life should end with a whole heap of people saying, man, God worked in my life through that person. That's what God wants. And you need to be in constant relationship with God, inviting him to work through you in the lives of the people around you. You know, we're reading through the book of Romans together. We're coming down towards the end of Romans. And as we come near the end of Romans, we come to Romans chapter 16. I'm going to read a passage that we wouldn't normally read when we're thinking of a spiritual challenge or something. This is such a beautiful passage, though, as Paul writes to specific people. And he expresses concern and respect for the people who have worked with him for the sake of the gospel, whether they're just ordinary people or whether they're apostles and other people in ministry. His concern to just recognize and pay attention to people that matter in his life. Just listen. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself has also been a helper of many, and of myself as well. Greet Prissa and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my sake risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphroditus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodion, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, workers in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, a choice man in the Lord, and also his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brethren with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. That's how they greeted each other. All the churches of Christ greet you. Well, isn't that a beautiful passage? Paul just honoring and lifting up and encouraging these people in their walk with God. Do you know that just a little note from you, or an email, or a phone call, just letting someone know that you appreciate them and their role in your life, even if it's not been huge? Do you know that can have a massive impact on that person's life? Why don't you take some time today, in response to seeing what Paul did, to specifically contact a couple of people in your life and encourage them about their role in your life? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.